Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Megillah on Beis, and we are starting Alpha and Beis about three lines off the bottom by the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah, Krachar Makar Chaim Moshe Ben Nun, and today's office sponsor Leila Nishmas, Marsh Mim Sharbas Miyaka Moshe, her Nishama should have an Oliyah. So Mishnah said, Krachar Makar Chaim Moshe Ben Nun, Karm Chamisha Sar, that cities which had a wall in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, they read the Megillah on the 15th. So we begin by addressing somewhat of an obvious question: what does Yeshua Ben Nun have to do with anything? And Yeshua Ben Nun came into Eretz Yisrael with the Yidden way before the Purim story happened, so why is it the determining factor of which cities read on the 15th connected all to Yeshua ben Nun? And that's what the Gemara tells us. Rav Simeon says, "B'shem Yeshua ben Levi, chalku kavod l'Eretz Yisrael, shahayisa chareva ba'isan hayamim, v'tolu ba'isan mes Yeshua ben Nun." This is the Chum's way of giving kavod to Eretz Yisrael, which was destroyed at that time. Remember, we're at the end of Golus Bavel when the Purim story happened. Eretz Yisrael was destroyed; it was desolate. There was no living there. And if the determining factor of which cities read on the 15th had to do with walled cities at the time of Achashverosh, that means that Eretz Yisrael would just be like regular kfarim, regular villages, maybe cities, and that's a gennai of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Chachamim, in order to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael, made the determining factor the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Based on Ralph on top, Vikra Kol Chamish Asar. So those walled cities from the days of Yeshua ben Nun all read on the 15th. Now, where does this come from? So Ravo Darash, he darshan as follows: Yeshiva, Yeshiva, namely my Yeshiva Shem Ra'alon, just like the Yeshiva said over there in the pasuk that we'll say in a minute, Mimas Yeshua ben Nun. That's referring to the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshiva Shem Ra'alon. So to the Yeshiva over here in the Megillah, Mimas Yeshua ben Nun is referring to the days of Yeshua ben Nun. What is referring to? So it's Gzeir Shava that we have a pasuk Megillah Sasser that tells us Al Kena Yehudim Haparazim Hayoshvim Bari Haparazois. We see his lashon of Yeshiva, and there's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua that tells us Kol Yoshvei Hahar, and so that's what our Gzeir Shava is. Ask more Vikra Kol Bar Basar. Why doesn't everyone just read on the 14th? So we read our pasuk. The answer is that Darash, what's the drasha? Paraze Parazois Namar Kan Parazois Namar Lalon Levan Me'ari Haparazi Harbe Ma'od. In Megillah Sasser it says Al Kena Yehudim Haparazim Hayoshvim Bari Haparazois, and Yeshua mentions Ari Haparazi, and this all means unwalled cities. And so drasha is Ma Parazi Shnamar Lalon Ma Yeshua Ben Nun, just like the pasuk over there of Levan Me'ari Haparazi is referring to cities that were unwalled in the days of Yeshua. So to the Parazim over here that's mentioned, Megillah Sasser is referring to unwalled cities. So we see that there's a clear difference that there are some cities that read on the 15th, those are the walled cities, and others that read on the 14th, those are the unwalled cities. And again, it's all based off of what those cities were like in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. However, Tani of Breisler, Yeshua ben Karchheimer, he says, everything has to do with Achashverosh's days. If it was a walled city in times of Achashverosh, so then we're going to read on the 15th, nothing to do with Yeshua ben Nun. So Amalei Rizbi Yehuda told him, what does Shushan Abira have to do with here? We understand that Achashverosh lived in Shushan Abira, and Shushan was a walled city, and they read on the 15th. Wonderful. But what does that have to do with walled cities in Eretz Yisrael? And Rizbi Yehuda continues, if you're learning from Shushan Abira, then we should say the Me'ata b'Shushan Abira yikru, Shar Kol Mekom yikru. Only in Shushan Abira they don't read on the 14th, whereas everybody else reads on the 14th, and so Shushan Abira should be the only place that reads on the 15th, because that's where it actually happened, that they ended up resting on the 15th, so they read on the 15th, and no other city, even if it had a wall, should read on the 15th. And now says the Gemara, Hatlasa Tanayon, turns out that we have three Tanayon, meaning three different opinions of when walled cities read. Tanay Kanmaya, the first Tana that we quoted, that's Tana of our Mishnah, Savar Meimer, he holds in Ma'aseh Yeshua ben Nun, that we just judge based off of the days of Yeshua ben Nun, which cities had walls then, so then they're going to read on the 15th. Tanaya Achraya, another Tana, which is Yeshua Makarcha, so remember he holds in Ma'aseh Achashverosh, that we judge walled cities based off of those which had a wall from the days of Achashverosh. And Tanaya Achraya, another Tana, which is referring to Rabbi Yehuda, so remember he holds Ir Mikol Makom, which is Machlek, is what this means. Either that means any city that currently has a wall would read on the 15th, or to the opposite extreme, the only city that would read is Shushan Abira and nobody else, says the Gemara. Numtse Saim Rabbi Yeshua Makarcha, turns out Yeshua Makarcha and Rabbi Yehuda, they both say the same thing, which means they're both coming from the same source. They were not learning from Yeshua Makarcha. Elish Zelam and Mitam Echad, Zelam and Mitam Echad. Each one comes from their own way of learning the Pesukim, but again, they're both agreeing on that we do not compare the days of Yeshua ben Nun. On to another discussion regarding walled cities reading. Vitani Kain, the following was taught: Hasamach Lekrach VeHanira Imay Harehu Kiyotibay. Something which is near a walled city, or if it's seen with it, that's just like it, and also reads on the 15th. And this is two different dinim. It could be that it's nearby, but it can't see the walled city. For example, it's down in a valley, or it could be seen with it, but it's not nearby because it's on the top of the mountain, so you could see it pretty far because it's all the way down the mountain. In both those situations, since it's either samach or nira, it has a din of the walled city, and it's going to read on the 15th as well. Now, Rebbe Bar Nagri says, "B'shem Ruchi Barval, Kigoyin Hadar Chamsa," like the city called Chamsa. Chamsa was near Tveria, and that's what we mean that it's samach; it's close by. However, based on the topic, the Gemara just clarifies, "Loy Amar Ella Kigoyin." This is only just being brought as an example of proximity, of distance. And the reason why we have to point this out is because HaChamsa Atzma Mukavas Chayim Mas Yeshua Ben Nun. Chamsa itself actually had a wall from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, so they read on the 15th based off of their own merit, due to the fact, again, that they had their own wall at the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. And the only reason why we're bringing up Chamsa is just to show what does that mean? A city that's close to another city that it could be considered samach for the purpose of reading on the 15th. That's Chamsa and Tveria. Now we just continue discussing the city Chamsa. How do we know that it had a wall in days of Yeshua ben Nun? Min hadaf, from the following pasuk. The pasuk in Yeshua tells us va'ari mivtzar, the fortified cities, which means the cities that had a wall. Hatsidim, Tser, v'chamas, Rakas, v'kinares. These are the names of these walled cities. Now what are these cities? Hatsidim is called Kfar Chitaya. Tser is Desmichala. That was a city right next to it. Chamas, that's Chamsa. That's a city that we just mentioned. Rakas is Tveria itself. And Kinares, Ginisar, that's a city known as Ginisar or Ginoisar, which currently is a kibbutz a little bit north of the Kinneret. And we find this city mentioned quite often throughout Shas that it was near the Kinneret. Bottom line is we see that Chamsa was a city that had a wall at the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Now once we mention these cities, we just continue discussing them. Hasra of Levi, Vaksev, we have a pasuk that tells us, V'arava ad Yam Kinrois. Me'ata, from here it seems, says Rav Levi, that Shnei Ginisarias Hayu, there were two cities named Ginoisar, because since it says Kinrois, which is Lashon plural, it doesn't say Kinneres, it says Kinrois. So as Masha, there was two cities named Kinneres, which as we had said just before, that's what we know as Ginoisar. And the reason why that's a question is because it's strange to have two cities by the same name. However, the answer to that is, Oiloi Hayu, it's very possible there weren't two cities by the same name. Ella, Shnei Avtonios, it could be that there was two rulers in the same city. I mean, it could be the city was split in between two rulers or two districts, two governors, two mayors, whatever you want to call it. And that's always considered two. Kigon, for example, Beis Yoreach Vetzinbarai. These were cities that were like this. They were split between two rulers. So it could be the same thing with this city Kinneres or Kinrois, the two different people ruling it. Now we explain the name Kinneres. Why is it called this? Shein Megadlois Kinarim. That's because they grew and cultivated reeds in order to build Kinarim, which is a harp. And so that's why it got its name Kinneres. Now the Gemara asks another question. V'char v'krach v'nasa shogayim. Let's say we have a walled city from times of Yeshua ben Nun, but then it got destroyed and there's no more Yidden living in it anymore and only Goyim live in it. However, there are Yidden that live outside the city. Maybe there's a suburb of this walled city that Yidden live in. So are they going to read on the 15th because they're samach and nira to the walled city? And the answer is, as a chami, come and see, by in and karin, v'chutz la'karin, they don't read inside the city because there's only Goyim there, there's no Yidden there. And you're going to say they read outside the city? That doesn't make sense. The only reason why a town, a city, or a village that's samach v'nira to a walled city would read is because it's nimshach, it's so to speak, it's dragged after it. But if the walled city itself is not reading because there's no Yidden there, so of course, Yidden living outside of it are not going to read on the 15th either. No discussion about a particular city if it's considered walled or not. So Chizkiya, Kari Laba Tveria, Barbasar, Ubechamisha Asar. Chizkiya, he would read the Megillah in Tveria on both the 14th and the 15th. Why is that? Duchashashalhi, the Tani Rushim Rechai, he was Chayshish for Rushim Rechai taught. The Pasuk says, Ve'ish Kayimkar Beis Moshe of Ir Chayma, that if a man sells a house in a walled city, now this is discussion regarding two different dinim that we find in the Torah about a person selling his house. And it depends where his house is. If he sells a house in a walled city, he has 12 months to redeem it, which means basically buy it back. And if he doesn't buy it back after that 12 months, it's lost from him forever. However, the opposite is true when it comes to a house outside a walled city. If he sells it and fails to redeem it, it actually comes back to him by Yovel. And so the pasuk that talks about selling a house in a walled city, as we just read, which we'll read again, tells us, V'ishkimkar beis moishav ir chayma. And what does Rishim Rechai teach us? Prat l'tveria, this is excluding Tveria, shehayam chaymala, the sea, which means the Kinneret, that is the wall of Tveria, even though it was surrounded by a wall on other sides, the part of Tveria, which is the water, that didn't have a wall, the water itself was considered the wall, and Rav Shimon Rechai says, in regards to selling a house in a walled city, Tveria is not considered a walled city, because it doesn't have walls all around it, and Chizkiya was chayshish for that, and that's why he read the Megillah on the 14th as well, because maybe it's not a walled city, but he also read it on the 15th, because it did have three walls. However, we have a different opinion. Rabbi Yochanan, Kari Laba Kenishna de Kifra. Rabbi Yochanan, he would read Megillah on the 15th in the base Knesses of the city called Kifra. V'amar, and he explained, Hadahi Iker Tveri Kad Miyasa. This actually is the main original Tveria, this place where we are. That's Rabbi Yochanan would explain. And V'loy Chashash La'adah the Tani Rabbi Shimon Rechai. He wasn't Chashash for Rabbi Shimon Rechai said that Tveria is not considered a walled city. He wasn't bothered by that. He said, in regards to Megillah, it's a walled city. We read it on the 15th. And why is that? Because Kel Hikilu B'Kriyasa were makel when it comes to Kriyas Megillah. Where do we see this kula? The Tanin Taman, it was taught over there in the Mishnah in regards to a house in a walled city. Kol shehu lefnim min ha-chayma, harayu kibat ha-erachayma. If the house is within the physical wall, so then it's a house in a walled city. Chutz min ha-sadeis, that does not include the fields. And Rameir says, af ha-sadeis, even the fields. However, even Rameir, who's makel, holds that at best, the fields still have the din of the walled city. But even Rameir himself agrees, and for sure Tanakama as well, that if the house was outside the walled city, even if it's samach v'nira, it's not considered to be part of the walled city. So we see a chumrah by this din of a house in a walled city, but regards to Megillah, we see a kula. Kula. V'toni Kane, the following was taught, Hasamach l'krach v'hanira imai harayu kiyotze bai. That if a city is either nearby the walled city or it's seen from the walled city, so it's just like the walled city, and it's obviously very different than this din of a house in a walled city regarding selling it and redeeming it, and that's why in regards to Kriyas and Megillah, Rabbi Yochanan was Mekel, and he said, Tveria is 100% considered a walled city, therefore we only read on the 15th, and we don't have to be Chayshesh, no reading on the 14th. Now the Gemara asks a question, bring up a Gemara that we actually had all the way at the end of Maseches Tainis, our Rabbi Yochanan says, Migvois v'ad Antiparis, from this area to the next area, which is an area in Eretz Yisrael, Shishim Ribay Yaris Hayu, there were 600,000 cities, V'aktanu Shebehen, Hoyse Beit Shemesh, and the smallest of them, meaning the one that had the smallest population was Beit Shemesh, and if you want to know how small Beit Shemesh was, you'll see that it really wasn't that small. Maksiv Ba, what does it say about Beit Shemesh? V'yach Ba'anche Beit Shemesh, Ki Ro Ba'aron Hashem V'goymer, this is referring to when the Aron was on its way back after being captured by the Plishtim, and made its way through Beit Shemesh, and the people of Beit Shemesh did not treat it properly, so Hashem struck down over 50,000 people in that area of Beit Shemesh. Now what's the emphasis over here? V'elu Meiruach Achaz Hayu, these people, these 50,000 plus Yidden that died because of treating the Aron improperly, they were only in one direction of the city. It was just as the Aron was coming into the city, that's when it was treated improperly. And that means that there was way more than 50,000 people in the city. And remember, as we just said, that's the smallest of the 600,000 cities from Gvus until Antipatris. And the question is as follows. Nowadays, if you want to even plant 50,000 reeds in this entire area, you wouldn't be able to. How could you say that there were 600,000 cities and there was obviously hundreds of thousands or millions of people in these cities? Now that area is so small, you can't even plant 50,000 reeds in this area. What's going on? So Rav Chanina, he answers, Kafsal Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was Kaifetz, which means that when Yidden are living in it, it expands greatly. When the Yidden are not there, they're sent out because of Galus, so it contracts and shrinks, and so physically there actually is much less space. And so that's how we could account for the seeming discrepancy. So now that we have this answer, the Gemara is going to ask another question, which is relevant to our sugya. But if you're telling me that when the Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael, there's plenty of space for them, and it expands, well, how does that fit with what we've been discussing? Kol Yar Shemana Yeshua Filumeya Einon. All the cities that are mentioned in Sefer Yeshua, there isn't even 100 of those. Whereas according to what we had just said, there should be way more cities because the Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael. So Shem ben Lakishamar, he answers, Mukavas Chaimamana. The only cities that are listed in Sefer Yeshua are the ones that were surrounded by walls. All the other many, many cities that were not surrounded by walls are simply not mentioned there. Whereas Gimel Menav on top, we have a different answer. Yitzchak Chanina Amar, he says that no, Hasmuchas L'Saparmana. The only cities that we list in Sefer Yeshua are the ones that are right next to the border. Those are the border towns. But all the many towns and villages and cities that were within the borders, those weren't mentioned. So that's not a question. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss Yitzchak Chanina's Shita. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.